So you're allowed to wear them home. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir Shita. Tanach Namis, you see, according to Rav Meir, this Svara, that even though they're a new pair, we're not afraid maybe they were made L'shem Kimeya for an ornament. Because people don't bother themselves so much to make such a type of an ornament that's mamish like tefillin. So Rav Atak holds like Rav Meir Svara. That Rav Meir holds this Svara, a person doesn't bother so much to make something to look like tefillin. Therefore, if you find something looking like tefillin, it's 100% a pair of tefillin, and it has kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to leave it in the streets on Shabbos, you have to wear it home. We have Yehuda Issa though. We have Yehuda Issa b'chadoshes. If you don't know, if you find a new pair, you're not allowed to wear them home. We have to be afraid that a person does bother himself to make an ornament look just like a pair of tefillin, just l'shem refuah. Umat yishonis, but he's only Matthew to wear home an old pair. Alma, what do we see here? That it's a machlokes Remei and Rabbi Yehuda. Masov atarach inish. Rabbi Yehuda holds the person does bother himself so much to make a pair, to make an ornament looking just like tefillin. Or masov atarach inish. And Remei holds enech nami. A person doesn't bother himself so much. Therefore, even if you find a new pair of tefillin, still you're allowed to wear them home. So Rabbi, like this miyashiv is taka machlokes hanoyim. Right. But Bahashta the Tani Yavua de Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchok, but now that Avua de Shmuel, the son of Rav Yitzchok, taught us like this, Elohen Yishonis, he taught us like this, you know what's called new tefillin? It doesn't mean a chil between new and old, whether it was used a long time or not. Now you know what the difference between new and old is. What's called new? Yishonis. Well, what's called on the old ones? What's called old ones? Called Shiesh Bam Ritsuais Omukusharis. We're talking about a half strap that has a ritzuas on the tefillin, and you have a kesher also. The knot is made. You have the kesher on the shorosh, therefore pasha geret. If you find this tefillin on the street, that it has a knot already, so you're allowed to put it on, because by putting it on, like that's called the derech malbish. That's the way you're wearing it. That's called chadoshes. That's called yishonis. That's called old ones. What's called chadoshes, that's also to wear them. What's called new ones? It doesn't mean like it was never used, it looks brand new. No, chadoshes means yesh bem ritzuos v'loy mekusharis. It means that it has ritzuos, there are straps in the tefillin, but they're not tied up. You don't have the kesher in the shorosh. The shorosh just has the straps through it, but there's no knot there. So l'maisa, you can't wear it now in Shabbos. Because without making a knot, that's not the maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah to wear tefillin is only if you have a kesher. And we'll soon see you're not allowed to make a kesher on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't wear it home because Pashat Giret, you have no way of doing the Maisa Mitzvah. Like, the only reason why it's called a Tachshit is because that's the way you do the Mitzvah in the middle of the weekday, so by wearing it on Shabbos. It's called a Tachshit, but if it doesn't have a knot on it, that's not the way you wear it in the middle of the weekday. So according to Avua de Shmuel, it's a new Svara. New ones and old ones, there's no suffix here that maybe it's a Kimeyan. Everybody holds its Vada, its Filim. The only shalom is lemaisa. Can you wear it home or not? If it has a knot on the shalosh, you can wear it home. If it doesn't have a knot, you can't do anything. You can't make a knot now in Shabbos, so you can't wear it home. So the Gemara, the kula, like this chat is, the kula yal everybody holds, loitorach inish, that everybody holds a person does not bother himself so much to make an ornament to l'shem refuah, to heal you, to make it look like tefillin. Therefore, if you find a pair of tefillin, pshita 100% it was made, l'shem kedushas tefillin, and it has kedusha on it. Now, why does the Mishnah say a new pair you can't wear home? Because a new pair means you don't have a knot in the shorosh. There's no knot, so therefore you can't wear it home. You can't stop carrying it, there's an issue to raisa. The only heter is to wear it the way you do the mitzvah. Now, if it doesn't have a knot in the shorosh, you can't wear it the way you do the mitzvah. For the Gemara, why not? V'le'navinhu, ma'aniv. Why can't you make a bow? True, it's also to make a kesher. A kesher, not to make a kesher on Shabbos, is nisi deraisa to make a kesher. But I call for him, stop make a bow. You're allowed to make a bow on Shabbos. So why do I care if you find it's filling? That the ritzuas doesn't have a kesher, there's no knot in the shorosh. So what if there's no knot? Now on Shabbos, go make a bow. A bow that's oimed afterwards, when you take it home, you'll take out the bow. So it's not a bow that you're going to make shor kayama. It's mutter to make it. So why can't you make it filling this way? So Rav Chizda says Zois Ameris. From this din, from Avu de Shmuel, Rav Yitzchok Yavarai, from here we see Zois Ameris. Here it said that Aniva Psula Betfilin. You should know, even though you're allowed to make a bow on Shabbos,
but by making a bow, you're not making the mitzvah's tefillin. The mitzvah's tefillin says, ukshartem. You have to make a kshira. It has to be a knot in your tefillin. A knot means a gesunte knot. Like we have our shel rush and the shel yad, we have a knot. That's the mitzvah's tefillin. But stam to take the ritzuas on Shabbos and to make an anivon, to make a bow, you won't be making the mitzvah. Therefore, if you find a tefillin that only has straps, doesn't have any knots, the halacha is you're not allowed to wear it home now. Because l'maisa, you can't wear it. Because without a knot, that's not a maisa mitzvah. It's not called a tachshit then. It's not called an ornament to the body. It's not called bottle to the body. It's called a masli. So that's the reason why if you find a new pair without the knot, you can't wear them home. Because there's no way to make a knot on Shabbos. And a bow, you're not making the mitzvah sisters with a bow. So Abaye says no. Abaye Omar Rabbi Yehuda Latimer. Abaye wants to say maybe you have no raya here. Maybe with a bow you would be mekayim mitzvah tefillin. Mitzvah tefillin, even though the Torah, the pasuk says ukshartem or kshira, you have to make a knot. Maybe your bow is also considered a knot. So b'zoy, if a bow is considered a knot, that you mekayim the mitzvah tefillin, so it's shver. Why, if you find a tefillin, why can't you make the bow on Shabbos? The Torah says, Rav Yehuda l'tamei, Rav Yehuda goes according to his own shita. The Yom Rav Yehuda shita in Masechta Shabbos is that anivok shira mal yusahi. That Rav Yehuda holds it's also to make a bow on Shabbos. By making a bow, that's also an issa deraisam. That's also considered a shira mal yusam. So therefore, it could go l'shitasa. That's why it's very good also. That Rav Yehuda holds for tefillin, it'd also be good a bow on anivok. Because he holds even for Yom Shabbos, a bow is considered a real shira. It's considered a real knot. So therefore, here you can't make the bow on Shabbos, because that's an issur d'oraisa making the bow. So therefore, you can't make the bow, so you can't be mekayim the mitzvah, you're not allowed to carry wear at home. That's the shita. So if you're dying now, taima di anivok shirim al yasehi. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are you not allowed to make the bow now on Shabbos? Because by making a bow, you're being over one of the lama test malachis, you're doing a ma'isek shira. For lav hochi, but if it wouldn't be for Shabbos, if it wouldn't be for lama test malachis, on evlu, as the mitzvah tefillin alone, maybe you would be allowed to make a bow. By making a bow, an aniva, an oniv, that's also considered the mitzvah ukshatim by tefillin. That's what Abaye wants to say. For the Gemara, kasha tabaye, how could you say that? How could you say by just making a bow, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah? How could a bow have a kima mitzvah of tefillin? I've omer Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said over the name of Rav Shmuel. The omer Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shmuel, omer Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, the son of Shmuel, bar Shelis, mishmeid Rav, said over the name of Rav, that kesher shel tefillin. The halacha is when you make a knot on the tefillin, whether it's on the shorosh, or the shel yad, you should know halacha l'moshe m'sinayu. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinayu. So then midiraisa. Midiraisa, you have to make a knot in the tefillin. And what type of a knot does it have to be? V'yomer Rav Nachman, u'nevehem labar. That the nevehem means the oisiyos of the shin dalad yud have to be sticking out. On the outside, you have to see it. Like we have it. If you look in the back, the dalad, or we have some have like a mem, it's two dalads, but the dalad has to be sticking out in the back. That means if I look at your back, I see the dalad. The dalad looks at a person looking at you. Not that the dalad should be facing your hair, your head, but the dalad should be facing outside. So somebody looks at your back, looks at the knot of the tefillin, he sees the dalad. That's the way the halacha has to be. That the shin dalad yud, the oisiyos have to be on the outside. So who the kasher is, if you have to have like the shin or the dalid in the shel rosh, you have to have the dalid there, how could you make a bow? The chura only a knot makes a dalid, not a bow. And it's the Gemara Nechanami. The onav lu kain kshira. That wouldn't be so shver. The onav lu kain kshira. Did who? That they made the bow look just like a knot. So even with the bow alone, you can make it that the back of the shel rosh looks like a dalid. So you'll have a keem of the lochel mashim sinai, that the back of the knot has to look like a dalad. Even if you make a bow, it's possible to make a bow also look like a dalad. That wouldn't be the bikasher. So therefore, al silchas tefillin, you would be allowed to make a bow. Now the reason why the Mishnah says, new ones, you're not allowed to wear home, is because al silchas Shabbos, it's also to make a bow. Because if Yehuda goes to Shittosa, he holds, making a bow is an issur d'oraisa. Rashi says, "Halach l'mashim Sinai, heichu osoy shedoyim l'dalit." That how you have to make the knot is halach l'mashim Sinai. That it has to look like a dalit. Over tfiras also kimin shimin shin. And when we tie the wraps, the strips around, or ritzuas around, it looks like a shin. Or ritzua ketana kavua ben v'roisha kofa v'doyim l'yud harei shin dalit yud. That's how in the tefillin it looks like the shin, the dalit, and the yud. Because of the yud usually in the tefillin shel yad, when you have your knot that's sticking out right next to the batim, that looks like a yud. That little string that sticks out, that's the yud. So you have the shin. We make the shin on our hands, and the dalit is in the shel rosh is the kesher, or else the shin is on the tefillin also on the shel rosh itself. You have the shin boiler sticking out of the ritzuas, of the bottom. It's on top of the tefillin shorosh, on the two sides, you have a shin sticking out. So that's the shin. The dalet is in the knot of the shorosh. And the yud, that's the extra little piece sticking out by the shel yad. Now these are halachas midiraisa. It's halach l'mashim Sinai. So the kasha was, by making a bow, how do you have these? The Torah says, yes, even by making a bow is possible. Rashi Nevehim, Ois the Heker, Ois Yes Labar, Luchutz, it has to be sticking outwards. Sheinam Kalfi Atfil, not inside. Ben Abatim, Elekineged Maris Ayin, Lefishinema Ben Vero, Tanya Blaza God, Lame Abel Tfilin Shel Rosh. So, in other words, even the shin that's on the Tfilin Shel Rosh, the shin should not be inside the Tfilin between one bias and the other bias, but it's like we have an out Tfilin. It's sticking out on the outside. If somebody looks at the Tfilin, they can see the shin on the top of the Sharosh. But the Pasuk says, for Rol Kolami Yoritz, you're supposed to be able to see the Tfilin. So the Kasha was, by a bow, how do you have it? The Torah says, yes, even by a bow, it's possible to make a bow also look like a Dalit. So you can have the Kisser, even the Tfilin, Sharosh, could also be Kosher. Can also look like a dalit, and therefore the only reason why it's no good, according to Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda holds al Hilchos Shabbos, it's one of the lametes melachos. By making a bow, that's also an issue derived from. Therefore, the Mishnah says if you find a new pair of tefillin, there's no eitzah to wear at home because you can't make the bow on Shabbos. That's an issue derived from. Tomorrow night, Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav, Halokeach Tfilin, Mimi She'enoi Mumcha. If somebody buys Tfilin from a cipher or else from a person or store that sells it, the person himself is not a Mumcha. We don't know 100% if you can trust him or not. That did he write the Tfilin Lishmo? Was the Tfilin written the right way? Maybe the Oisi is missing, maybe something's wrong with him. He's not a Mumcha. So you buy a pair of Tfilin for someone that's not a Mumcha. Is the Halokha? Rashi learns halakhah tefillin means har beyachid. You buy a lot of pair at one time. V'lach salamoychren v'loychem mishen amumcha. As you're like an in between person, you're buying a 100 pairs of tefillin. I'm going to ask to sell it to other people. So you buy it from one person, and the person you bought it from is not a trustworthy person. He's not a mumcha. And what's the halacha? The halacha is boydig shtayim shoyad. You have to check out two shoyads. The achas sharosh and one sharosh. Hey, take out of these 100 pairs of tefillin, take out two shoyads and open them up, check them out. On the tzad, they're kosher. And then you take out one sharosh and check it out. You see, it was written bedigduk. Everything was done by kashrus. That's the chazoka that this person writes lishmo, and he does everything good. You don't have to check the rest because three times is a chazoka. Once he was checked out three times, that's called the chazoka. You know, he writes well. Biyaka sharosh, or else the other way. Oishtaim sharosh, or else take two of sharoshes, check them out. Biyaka shoyad, and take one of a shoyad. And you check out these three, then it's okay. You don't have to check anymore. Then you have a right to Naman that this person is a mumcha. Fet Gemara Monashach, like what's going on here? What do you hold? Monashach, what's your smara? I mechad gavra kozovin. If you bought it from one person, if you bought these 100 pairs from one person, his akhur livduk, oi sholish shoyad, oi sholish sharosh. True, you have to have three times to be a chazoka. You have to check out three of his doings. Once you checked out three things that he did, it's a chazoka, everything he does is kosher. So why can't you check out three shoyads or three sharoshes? How come you say you have to be two and one? What's wrong to be three? Three of one. Yeah. Oi sholish sharosh. Oi, if Elamai imitrate lost a gavri, Zovin, Elamai, this person went and bought it from two or three different people, of a zoi kol chad v'chad a boy v'dika. Then it doesn't help to check out two or three. So why do you check out two and three? Maybe these three you bought from Reuven, he's the good seifer. But you bought from three or four other people. The other pairs you bought came from Shimon, came from Levi, and he's not a mumcha. So if you bought from a few different people, it doesn't help you checking out one or two pairs. You have to check them all out. So what's going on here? Who did you buy from that we say you have to check out two sharoshes and one shoyat? And for the Gemara, Havada, we're talking about he bought from one person. He bought all these 100 pairs from one person. Now, Bizoy, the kasher is, why do you have to check out two and one? What's wrong to do three shoyads or three sharoshes? The Teretz is, Ubina de Mismoche v'shoyad v'sharosh. You have to make a chazoka. A chazoka true means you have to check it out three times. But when you check him out the three times, it has to be a chazoka on both pairs of tefillin. Like on the shoyad and the sharosh. Like maybe he only knows how to do the shoyads good. Maybe sharoshes, he doesn't know how to write so well. So therefore, when you're checking out true, you have to check out three is enough. But in these three, has to at least be one shoyad and one sharosh. And the third one can be either one of them. This is like Sas Chiddush, like, you don't have to have three shoyads and three sharoshes, because they're not mamish altogether different. They're gefort, they're both the same pashis. They're both the tefillin. But so you have to just check out three. But in the three, it has to be at least one from the shoyad and one sharosh. And the third one can be either one. That's why either two rushes and one yad, or two yads and one sharosh. That's why you have to check out three, and one of in these three, it has to be both the shoyad and the sharosh. Yeah. For the more of a height, for the more, look at the shell, yad, the sharush. For the more, any, it's not like that. Vatoni Rabba Bashmuel, the tefillin, Rabba Bashmuel said, oh, balocha, by tefillin is like this. Boydik, shola, shoyad, visharush. That you have to check out three shoyads, visharush. Is my love, what did he mean to say? The Huri meant to say is, oi, shola, shoyad. That you have to check out three, true. But the three could either be three of yads, or shalosh sharosh. So you see, you don't have to have in the three one rosh and one yad. It's enough to have three yads or three roshes, not like we're saying. And the Gemara, no, that's not what he meant to say. He meant to say shalosh mehen. Shalosh mehen. You have to check out three of them. Look, shalosh. You have to check out three. Mehen, shal yad, and mehen sharosh. From these three, there has to be at least one shoyad and at least one sharosh, like we were saying before. You have to make sure the person knows how to write both. He knows how to write shoyad and knows how to write sharoshes. So you have to check out both. But altogether, there has to be three things you checked out. More Vatoni Rav Kana b'tfilin. Rav Kana learned when he learned when he's saying halachas about tfilin. Boydik shtayim shoyad v'sharosh. All you have to check is just two. What two? And one shoyad and one sharosh, that's all. We're learning now you have to check out three. And Rav Kana learned over, all you have to check out is just two. One shoyad and one sharosh. And for the Gemara, that's not shver. Hamani Rebihi. That goes according to Rebbe. But the famous machlekes always in Gemara, and Yevon is Rebbe and the Chachomim, how many times do you have to do something to make a chazokah? We all, you have to do it three times. You have to do something three times, that's called a chazokah. If you do it three times, you have a right to say you always do it right. Rebbe holds two times. If you do something two times, that's called a chazakum. So that's what Rav Kana said. All you have to check out is just two. One shoyad and one sharosh. That goes according to Rebbe. The Omar that Rebbe holds betrays him, he has a chazakum. Rebbe Shita is doing something two times. That alone is called a chazakum. That's Rebbe Shita in the Sechti Vomis. If you're married, if an Isha, her first husband died, then a second husband died, she's not allowed to get married another time. Because once two husbands die, it's a chazaka, whenever she gets married, the husband will die. After two times, it's called a chazaka. For the Mari E. Rebbe, if Rav Kana is saying, going to Rebbe, aim a sefer. What's the sefer? The sefer that writes was, V'chein b'tzovas hasheni, V'chein b'tzovas hashlishi. You have to check out the second pair, and you have to check out the third pair. Tzavas means a bundle of two together. You have to check the second and the third. Now, the Rebbe, if according to Rebbe, Shlishis mi yislei. According to Rebbe, you never have to check out a third time. According to Rebbe, just check out two times. Rebbe yells two times in the Chazoka. How come here it says check out a third time? And the Gemara, Moida Rebbe b'sosayim dimitrei tlosi gavri zoven. The safe is talking about where you bought your pairs of tefillin from two or three different people. So since you bought it from different people, sopshita, every pair you bought, you have to check out. Because maybe this pair was from Reuven. True, Reuven is good. But the next pair came from Shimon. Shimon is no good. So if you bought it from a few different people, then avad, you have to check out each pair. Fred Gemori, Ihochi, if that's Shan the Seifon, that you bought them from different people, and if everyone you have to check out is Afila Revi and Ami, why only two or three, even four? Like no matter how many you have to check out. Because everyone came from a different person. The Afila Chamish, even five. The Afila Chamish and Ami. And for the Gemara, ain't Achinami, it's like a right, it's like a true. That you have to check out as many as you bought, you have to check out. Since each one came from a different cipher, so you have to check them all out. Maybe this cipher does good, the other one doesn't do good. I've heard it Tani Shlishi. Why does it say only two or three? Lafuki mechazoki. It wants to tell you more than a chazokum. Only Yerzam Afilu Revi Bechamishinami. Now, it's according to Rebbe, once it says you have to check out a third time, why a third time? According to Rebbe, Chazak is always two times. One and two is enough. How come it says here a third time? Elamai is talking about in the case that these three came from three different people. Therefore, if you're buying from different people, you have to check each one out. So that's enough to say three. Once he said the word three, we know we're talking about it came from different people. So that was enough kamina. Even four, five, six, seven will be the same halacha. Since each one came from a different person, you have to check each one out separately. It doesn't help you to make a chazaka. A chazaka only helps if you buy all 10 pairs from one person. So then if you check out two according to Rebbe, or according to us, you check out three of them, that's called a chazaka, that he did all the other ones good. But if you bought from different people, it doesn't help you checking out just one or two. Then shit, you have to check them all out. So the Moravite says now, Mishnah, Motzun Tzvosim Oy Krichus. Says to the Shoinis. You found them in two different types of bundles. You found on Shabbos in the street pairs of tefillin. For the Gemara, my tzivsayim or my kriches. What's the two lashonis of tzivsayim and kriches? Of a Rav Yehuda, of a Rav. Hein hein tzivsayim, hein hein kriches. Really means the same thing. These are ways of saying you found a bundle of tefillin. No, tzivsayim means zuze zuze, zvuye zvuye. No, you just found a pair by itself. You found the shel rosh and the shel yad tied together. Then another pair tied together, another pair tied together. You found pairs, could be five pairs. That's called sifsayim. Krichos means the krichetuva. Means you have 10 pairs all mixed together. It wasn't two, 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 two. It was just all 10 mixed together. But it's the exact same halacha. If you find all these bundles in the street on Shabbos, the Mishnah says the eitrim is wear them one at a time and take them home. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're allowed to wear two at a time and take them home, then come back again. Fight them. Then the Mishnah says, and in this case, says if you found a lot of them, then just stay there and wait till Matzoy Shabbos, and then you carry them home. Why do we say you find a few pairs at a time? You have to wait there in the street. Why can't you start now on Shabbos? Wear them home. Like, put on one pair, take it home, come back again, go home, come back again. Why do you have to wait there? Rav Yitzchak, great Rav Yehuda, the Dedim Yifar Shalei Minedia Diaba. I explained them, I heard the explanation of the Mishnah from my father. That what? The Pshat is like this. Kol She'ilu Machnisin Zug Zug V'cholois Koidim Shkiyat Hachama Enechnami. If you only found 10 pairs there, and you could put all 10 pairs one after another, and you'll be finished before Shkiyah, before Shabbos is over, so true, then do that. It's Kedai, put on a pair now, take it home, come back, and in a few hours you'll be finished. Machnisin zug zug. Viloi. But let's say you found 100 pairs there. And you live far away, or it's mamish out in the fields. So by the time it takes you to walk back and forth 100 times, you won't do it to Shabbos. It'll be my soy Shabbos anyway. So then the locher is, machshich aleimu mevian. Then we say, don't bother yourself so much to go back and forth, because you won't finish it anyway. So then the locher is, you're supposed to just wait there, stay there and watch the tefillin, and when you saw Shabbos, after Shabbos, you'll pick them all up and carry them home. What about the sakona? Let's say you're afraid to stay out in the field, you're afraid of ganovim, people come to kill you or rob from you, then the locher is mechasen v'olich.
All you have to do is just cover them up. It shouldn't be such a bizoyin, and leave them and go away. For the more of a tani, we learned another braisa. Over sakono molichin poches poches miyarbamis. If you're in a sakono, you're afraid to stay out in the fields. You found 100 pairs of stone in the fields. Now, to start to wear them home back and forth, you won't finish the Shabbos. It'll take you 2 days to do that. So you don't have to go home. But the braisa says here, what's the eitzah? Don't just stay there, don't just leave it, but pick up the 100 pairs and walk with them, pochus, pochus, with aldamis. That walks 3 amis, stop, then walk another 3 amis, stop, then walk another 3 amis and stop. So you're not doing an issue the raisa. The derisa, it's only us if you carry something, pick something up, and walk 4 amis, Mishus Rabin. More than 4 amis, that's the issue the raisa. But if you just walk 4 amis, there's no issa. So that the braisa says there's another eitzah. The other eitzah is pick up the tefillin and carry them, pochus, pochus, miyarbamis. Omasochurus astira. Our Mishnah says, Mokim Sakona, you have to just leave them. And here the braisa says, Mokim Sakona, you're allowed to carry them home, pochus, pochus. Omarams, Rav answers, Lakashin. There's no stira in the two braises. Ho, bisakonis, nochri. Ho, bisakonis, listim. It depends who you're afraid of. If you're afraid of goyim, so goyim will be mevazah the tefillin. You're afraid that goyim will come and rob. If you just wait there in the fields, you're afraid goyim will come and they'll look for things and they'll rob the tefillin. Now, if goyim come and find tefillin in the street, they'll be mevazah the tefillin. For them, tefillin means nothing. They'll open them up, they'll burn them to do things. So therefore, that's Shana the second braisam. If you find them out in the street and you're afraid goyim will come, so you don't have a chiyuv to stay there because you're afraid they'll kill you. So then the answer is pick them all up and carry them, pochus, pochus, medal damas. Carry them each time less than dal damas. That's the Yetzer. Of our Mishnah that says, no, just leave it there and go away. Hold the Sakonis listim. You're afraid of Baram Rashi, the Sakonis listim of Rabbis, Yisrael. You're afraid of Yiddish, Jewish Rabbis. They kathli lay. That if you stay there, they'll come to rob you, they'll come to kill you. Mishum amaynoi. They want to steal your money. If you don't give your money, they'll kill you. But we're not afraid if the Yiddish Rabbis find tefillin, they're not going to do anything. They won't be mevazah the tefillin. Therefore, our Mishnah says mechasen. The answer is just leave them there and cover them up and run away. I have to carry them when I'm a tricky to carry them. I, the list them, the Yiddish Rabbis will find them. They won't shepherd with tefillin. No, Heintig is saying, Shem, they will do it also. They'll steal the tefillin to make money. As they Rachman son, they still say for Torah Zayin, to make a lot of money with it. But Kol Parim, the Gemara's times was Chazaka, he says, even if a Yid Zeraba, but he finds tefillin, that Kol, but he won't be mevazah the tefillin. Or else, Elchami, even if he robs it to sell it, he also won't be, maybe also no, maybe he also won't be mevazah it. Fakert, he wants to sell it. He wants to show he has nice pair of tefillin to sell. So he'll steal it, but he'll take it into the city and he'll sell it. So I call upon them a bizoyin, they won't be to the tefillin. Therefore, if it's the only afraid of Yiddish Rabbis, then you don't have to carry them home, you leave them there. Mar Omalei Abaye. So Abaye says,